This is Tidbits, bringing you the Mac news for the rest of us on September 10th, 2007. I'm Adam Angst, and join me now for my final edit pass of Mars Edit 2.0 Blasts Off, written by me. Red Sweater Software has released Mars Edit 2.0, the first major release since acquiring the weblog publishing software from NewsGator Technologies in February 2007. Originally developed by Brent Simmons of Ranchero Software, MarsEdit has languished somewhat after NewsGator purchased Ranchero for the NetNewsWire application. Daniel Jelkut of Red Sweater has been hard at work ever since, refining the user interface, making it significantly easier to add files and images to posts, creating seamless integration with Flickr for posting photos from your Flickr account to your blog, adding markup macros to simplify entering HTML tags, building in printing support, and more. Mars Edit 2.0 supports blogs that are served by Blogger/Blogspot, Bloxham, Conversant, Drupal, LiveJournal, Manila, MovableType, RadioUserLand, TypePad, Vox, and WordPress, although some of those don't support the APIs Mars Edit needs, thus limiting the interaction. Other blog servers may provide the necessary MetaMoWeblog or Blogger-compatible APIs too. I've primarily used Ecto for posting to weblogs over the last year or so, and although a new version of that program is also in the works, it looks as though Mars Edit 2.0 has caught up with Ecto's capabilities while providing a simpler, more elegant interface. I find Ecto somewhat boggling much of the time. What I find interesting about both Mars Edit and Ecto is that they're essentially word processors, but they focus much more of their attention on the online publishing aspect of writing than on the writing itself. They're generally capable editors, but since most people aren't writing long blog posts, there's no need for them to support the kind of features a full-fledged word processor has. That said, I see two significant directions for these programs to evolve. First is in support for different markup languages. Right now, both can preview various languages, such as Markdown and Textile, but neither allow you to write in Markdown, for instance, but convert and post to HTML on the destination blog. As a result, if your blog server software doesn't support Markdown, you can't write in it without performing a conversion manually. Implementing this in Mars Edit shouldn't be difficult. It could transform the text to and from, for editing existing posts, HTML on the fly, enabling the user to write entirely in Markdown, which is what we use to compose Tidbits articles. Second, as I outlined in Wanted, Better Document Collaboration System, it is possible to use a weblog editor like Mars Edit along with a shared weblog to enable small group document collaboration. Unfortunately, as we discovered, it's extremely clumsy and error-prone since there's no way to know who is editing what, and overwriting a post is all too common. One solution might be for a future version of Mars Edit to act as a client for version control systems like Subversion, which provide locking and versioning to prevent destructive conflicts. Another approach might be for Red Sweater to figure a way that copies of Mars Edit could communicate status to one another, thus enabling each authorized copy to know what others are editing. Mars Edit 2.0 requires macOS 10.4 or later. It costs $29.95 and is available as a 30-day trial and a 4.1 megabyte download. Upgrades from previous versions cost $9.95. The new version is free if you purchased Mars Edit 1 after July 1st, 2007.